Hey, good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice. We're joined on the line by one of the lead practitioners and coaches at the wonderful Hertfordshire Sports Partnership, Chris Samway. And he's on the line to tell us all about a fabulous event that happened during the half-term holidays. It was a whole week designed to provide coaching education. What a wonderful thing. And again, a landmark one. Chris, welcome back to Verum Sports.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. It was a great success, I think.
I mean,
a lot of the stuff we did.
Goodness me, it really does. Just looking at a few of the top line stats, 700 practicing and prospective coaches, community activators and potential students as well across the week. And ultimately, that meant it was a bit of a landmark for you.
Yeah, and that's probably the lowest level of the estimate as well. So probably have more than 700 people across the week. And it's not just people who are furthering their coaching, but people are sort of going into their first steps, introducing into coaching and hopefully impacting a lot more people across Hertfordshire.
What do you say? I mean, obviously, you know, you are heavily involved in the organising of this and then the implementation, both of which are different skills, but you managed to deploy them both adeptly. What were your personal highlights of the week?
It's always great to sort of see not just the sort of success of bringing it all together and having a nice programme of different courses, actually getting to see the people on the courses.
Yeah.
So throughout the week, as much of the time as possible, I'll try and get along to especially our courses and see how people are engaging with them. I think that's the most important thing to me, and sort of seeing how people are interacting with it, and to see people really engaging with it, giving really good feedback and sort of planning to take it forwards and back into their clubs and sharing it with other people is sort of nothing short of successful and exactly what we really want to see from it.
And such an important kind of mantra. Again, it's ultimately about upskilling, about sharing knowledge, about pooling resources, all for the positivity of individual level health and fitness. And of course, ultimately, it does springboard all the way to the very elite. So it's such a crucial kind of system and project. And I guess, I mean, not a man of any ego, I know that about you, Chris, but it is important to take stock and consider this is basically the biggest of its type right across the country, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think what we try and do is it's not just about us, and as much as we might run sort of 8 to 10 courses,
yeah,
a lot of the sort of work and sort of delivery of all these courses is done by a lot of our partners, and that's the thing that we've always valued so strongly across all the work that we do at the Hertfordshire Partnership, having sort of the value and sort of impetus from all the partners across the county. It makes it such a more versatile and sort of range of courses that we can actually provide, and without their help it wouldn't be as much as successful as it would be without them.
You know, really well said. I guess some of the key partners, I mean, they're really astonishing. And again, I will add, though, credit to you for forging these relationships. You've got national governing bodies of sport involved. Of course, the great guys at the University of Hertfordshire lending support. Naturally, Hertfordshire Sports Village. But a whole heap of other training agencies. And, you know, it really was kind of tremendously successful. A couple of highlights I'd like to pick out in just a moment. But just talk us again about that relationship building and that partnership, because I guess on an individual level it is amazing what's possible, but it's when you pool resources that you truly get to kind of reach as near to your highest potential.
Yeah, I think that they see the value of if they can give us something, we can support them in other ways, and I think we're very fortunate with the way we are that we have sort of buy-in from the university, and having them on board means that we can use classrooms and have those partnerships with sort of Performance Hertfordshire providing strength and conditioning courses, all the lecturers across the university delivering on sports psychology, nutrition, and then we can try and support people who want to do courses but perhaps don't have the venues, and try and use the university as a hub for that as well. Sort of sharing our resources and having them all locally for people to use is a big part of sort of success of the week itself.
Perfect. And again, just coming back to some of the things that that kind of leap out at me, can you just tell us a little bit about the specifics of what UK Coach Educator of the Year, MBE, Richard Cheetham kind of elicited and told and educated people about when he had the opportunity to speak during the week?
Yeah, so when we got to the sort of the final plan of the week, we realised that there was lots of great courses, but we really wanted to have sort of a big sort of showpiece for people to sort of come along, and there would be no barriers for people to attend. So making it a free session to come and see someone who's that high regarded was really important for us, and his impact and a lot of the coaches who attended was sort of seen from a lot of the feedback we had. He spoke about how to really engage people, and it's not just about having sort of the technical knowledge, but having a welcoming environment and how you build those environments that people can come and really enjoy what you're delivering.
Again, it is about that kind of empathy and that kind of the 360 quality that sport kind of can embody, that it seems to be richly personified here through this course, which is, again, tremendous. Again, astonishing numbers, like I say, conservative estimate, about 700 people, coaches and prospective coaches involved, taking the tally across its inception to over 9,000 individuals that you've reached. But, Chris, I also understand from talking to you that you're never going to rest on your laurels. So what would you say were the lessons you've learned that maybe could be applied going forwards as you continue to build this incredibly well-established and important educational week?
Yes, I think there's always ways to improve it. And part of what we delivered in the week was a women and girls coaching breakfast, because we felt that going forwards, we need to do more to try and support female coaches across the county, whether they're in whatever sport they're working. And a big part of that was listening to them and seeing what was needed to go forward. Hopefully, come next year, we'll have the right resources, we'll understand what's needed and what's wanted to support people, and we can have a better supply to sort of help female coaches going forward.
Perfect. Again, coming back to the successes, obviously we've referenced the wonderful messages delivered by Richard Cheetham, but that was, I guess, in honour and kind of homage to the David Ray Memorial. I guess he would have, if he was a witness to this, it kind of, I guess, reflected all of his core values. He would have, I'm sure, been a very proud man kind of if he were able to participate this year round.
Yeah, and having personally been sort of involved with a lot of David's work, with my role in sort of coaching, with the Heart Sports Partnership, it's really key for me to sort of really appreciate what he did for the county.
Sure.
In football and supporting coaches in general. And it really embodied what Richard Cheetham is about how you level the environment and make it accessible for everyone to be involved in.
Excellent. Honestly, I really do salute you and everybody there at the Heart Sport Partnership. I truly find you very engaging and also very passionate about what you do. It really always comes across. A couple of final questions, Chris. First of all, again, where can we go maybe just to find out some of the facts and the figures and see some of the pictures, I'm sure, of the successes of the week?
Yeah, so we're currently sort of pulling all together all the sort of feedback and the impact of the whole week itself. And once we're finished with that, we'll be sharing it on our website, thesportinheart.org.uk, and there'll be a big news article and press release that everyone can read up on all the sort of successes of the week and try and see some of the pictures across, like the Richard Cheetham course.
Perfect. Remind us once again of that website, please.
Yeah, so it's sportinheart.org.uk.
Brilliant stuff. And again, I really appreciate your time, as always. Just in closing, I guess, as you say, a lot of energy now is in that drawing on the feedback, collating it all together onto the website, etc., etc. But always fascinated to learn, Chris. What is the next big project for yourself going forwards?
So Coach Education Week is great, and it provides a lot of courses in 1 week. But it's trying to think about what we can provide on an annual basis. So going through from next February and trying to fill in what's needed on a sort of ongoing basis to support coaches. So we're currently sort of talking with partners and figuring out what's the best way to support coaches throughout the entire year, and then having that sort of mainstay of the Coach Education Week in February still.
Gotcha. So it's just a kind of a drip, drip, drip effect, and it's not just a sort of a one-off bonanza. You guys utterly committed to the cause of providing opportunities and education and ultimately upskilling and making more people aware and engaged with the beauty that is sport. Just in final closing, if you could once again remind us of that website, Chris, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, so visit sportinheart.org.uk. I'm sure the press release will be up there as soon as possible.
top, top man. Have yourself a jolly good rest of the evening. I really, as always, value your time. Continue the good work. I simply know that you're going to.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate coming on.